Today's shiur is Masechta Zvachim Daf Lamed Vav, and we will begin on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom at the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Shachtai. What we're going to learn now in the Mishnah is, of course, until now, we've learned the Alocha Pigel. As we've learned, the Alocha Pigel is Chutzl Zmanoi. You want to call him? This is not working. We learned the halacha of chutzlus manoi and chutzlum kaimai that would make the carbon possible. And now our Gemara teaches us there's a new machshava. It's called machshavas hinuach. It teaches us to bish the shachtai amenas lo niach estamai or emurav. If the animal was slaughtered with the intention of leaving the dam, or the amrim of the carbon lemacher for the next day, or to take him outside of the azara. Rabbi Yehuda paisel v'chamim achshir. So what Rabbi Yehuda is teaching us now is something which the Gemara and we would call machshavas hinuach. And what happened here was that the person had a machshava as he was bringing the carbon, even though the Mishnah speaks about shachtai, the loch is not only about a shechita, it's by any of the avoiders of the carbon, that he had in mind to leave the dam for the next day, where obviously the dam is no longer usable the next day, or the amrim to be burnt the next day, when again it's too late to do it. The halacha is that Rabbi Yehuda expands the halacha, and the halacha is that it's possible. Of course, as is clear, Rabbi Yehuda can't say there's a chiyuv karis, because the Torah doesn't say there's a chiyuv karis, so Rabbi Yehuda can't say there's a chiyuv karis. Rabbi Yehuda says it's possible. Chum and Machshirim, Chum hold that this isn't included in the list of disqualified Machshavas. Continues the Mishnah, and what happens now in the Mishnah is that the Mishnah continues with a fairly extensive list of things that shouldn't be done, but yet even the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, even agrees that if somebody had a Machshava to do these things, it wouldn't disqualify the carbon. And therefore, says the Gemara, if somebody had a machshava, a mas litn agaba keves, to put the avrim on the ramp, which they're really supposed to be on the mizbeach, shloikin negri yisoid, as we've discussed numerous times and we'll discuss extensively be'ezra Hashem in the next perek, we know that the mizbeach had a base along the north and west walls, protruding an amen to the other side. But the rest of the south and east side and the southeast corner did not have a base. And the halacha, as I said, is that many times the leftover blood must be spilled onto the base. And here there was, or what dam is supposed to be sprinkled on a carbon where the dam is supposed to be sprinkled, the matam achot asikra, which means all kabonis besides the chatas ha'oif and the chatas ha'behem and oilas ha'oif. There, the halacha is you're supposed to sprinkle it on a place where there is a yesoid, and he didn't sprinkle it on such a place. Or, litanes on the tunnel lamat lamata, the most kabbonis, the dam is put on the lower half of the mizbeach, below the chuta sikra. And he had in mind to put the dam above the chuta sikra. Or vice versa, as nitana lamat lamala, or as nitana befnim bechutz. Certain kabbonis, particularly the parim hanisrofim, also a subject that's heavily discussed in the next parak. Those kabbonis dam is sprinkled on the mizbeach apnimi, and here there was an intention to sprinkle the mizbeach achitzin, or vice versa, as nitan b'chutz, most kabbonis, the dam is put on the mizbeach achitzin, and there was an intention to put on the mizbeach apnimi, or shiyachlu tameim, that the carbon should be eaten by those who are tamei, or shiyakrivu tameim, or it should be brought by the amrim should be burnt by those who are tameim, shechlu areilim, that the carbon should be eaten by people who are areilim, who we learned earlier in Amasechter, are actually not allowed to eat kachim, or shekrivu areilim, the people should be makv the carbon, should be kohanim who are areilim. Again, we learned they may not be makv a carbon. L'shaber atzomas haPesach, we all remember that the Torah teaches us regarding the carbon Pesach, the etzem, like Sishbru Boy, you're not allowed to break any bones of the carbon Pesach. And here, when the carbon was brought, there was an intention to break a bone. Lechli menanot, We know that the Torah requires that the Korban Pesach be broiled and be broiled to completion, not like half raw. La'arav damai b'dam apsulim. We spoke about the subject already in the previous year. There was an intention to mix together the kosher dam with dam that's disqualified. In all of these cases, even Rabbi Yehuda will agree, says the Mishnah, kosher, that the carbon remains kosher. She'ei machshava peselas. The only time a machshava makes the carbon disqualified is chutzl zmanoi, chutzl mkoymoi, b'pesav achat ishlo lishma. So as we began the shir, began the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda was mechadish that machshavas hinuach is considered a disqualifying machshava. Asked the Gemara, my Talmud Rabbi Yehuda, what is the basis of Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning? Says the Gemara, Amar Belozer, Trei Kroi Ksivi B'Noiser. The two psukim that the Torah uses regarding Noiser. Kosev Echad Omer, one pasuk says, Loisef Sirim Emenu Ad Boiker. And the way Rashi explains the Gemara, this is a pasuk regarding the Korban Pesach. The Kosev Echad Omer, and there's another pasuk regarding the Korban Toida, which also says, Lo Yenich Memenu Ad Boiker. So the pasuk is superfluous, because I already know you know how to leave over carbon. If the pasuk is not come to teach us that there's an iser to leave over from the carbon past the prescribed time, the pasuk is obviously coming to teach us that you're not even have a machshava to leave over the dam past the prescribed time. That's Rashi's approach to the Gemara. Tosfos, the Shita, have a fundamental problem with this approach, because the way we explained, one pasuk is by Korban Pesach, and one pasuk is by Korban Toida, and therefore they ask, why is the Gemara assuming that one of the psukim are extra? The one speaking about a Korban Pesach, the one speaking about a Korban Toida, talking about different Korbanos. And therefore the Shita's approach to explaining the Gemara is that both of these psukim are stated regarding the Korban Toida, and therefore the Gemara is very understandable. If we have, the Gemara's question is, why do we need two psukim to teach us the halacha of Neisr by Korban Toida? And the Gemara therefore says it must be that one of the psukim is here to teach us the halacha of Machshavas Hinuach. Ask the Gemara for Yehuda. Haikra lahachuda asa. Is that the purpose of learning this pasuk? Hamibay lelecha tanya. Don't we need it for what we learned in a Braisa? Where the Braisa teaches us, the pasuk says, Besar zevach toida shlomim. Lamadnu, the pasuk teaches latoida that a carbon toida, even though a carbon toida is kachim kalim and normally kachim kalim on nechal shnei yomim v'layla, 2 days and a night, carbon toida on nechal yomim v'layla, only 1 day and a night. Chalifin, chalifin means that let's say you designated an animal for carbon toida, and then the carbon toida got lost, so you took another animal. And then after you used the second animal, the first animal was found. So the halacha is that that first animal, it's a pehima that's hegdish, you're supposed to bring as a carbon, and it's only nechal yoyim v'layla. Velodis, the offspring of a carbon toida. Tamura, we've spoken about tamura many times, that the Torah says lo yimirenu, one may not substitute one animal for another. However, says the Torah, Vim Hama Yomarai, if somebody does do so, Va Yehu Usmarasai, Ye Kaidish, that both animals are Kaidish. How do we know that those new Kabbonis have the same halacha, that they're only Nechel Yoim Velayla, Taimalaymer Ubisar? Continues the Braisa, Chatos V'Osha Minayim. How do we know that Chatos V'Osha also have the shear of Yoim Velayla, Taimalaymer Zevach? Continues the Braisa, we know that when a Nazir completes his term of Naziris, he has to bring a number of Kabbonis. One of them is a Shlomim. And even though normally the halacha is, as I said a moment ago, that a Kabbon Shlomim is Nechel, L'Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad, the Shalmei Nazir are Nechel, L'Shnei Yom V'Layla only, the Shalmei Pesach, Machlokes Rishonim, what Shalmei Pesach is. Rashi learned that Shalmei Pesach is we have what's known as the Chagigas Arba Osir. The Chagigas Arba Osir means that if a person brings the Korban Pesach, you have to bring the Korban Pesach, Erev Pesach, But we also know that halach is that a Karban Pesach must be eaten ala soiva when one is full. So let's say you have a lot of people participating in one Karban Pesach, so they would also bring Shalmei Chagiga along with the Karban Pesach to eat meat to be full before the Karban Pesach is consumed. And the halacha is Abrais, according to Rashi, is teaching us that is Shalmei Chagiga a Nechel Yoyim V'Layla. There are Rishonim that disagree. It's really Sugi and Chas that disagree that the Shalmei Chagiga have the din like a Karban Shlomim and they're Nechel Shnei Yoyim V'Layla Echot. So that can't be what the Brais means. And those Rishonim explain that what does the Brais mean here with Shalmei Pesach? A concept that we discussed earlier in our Masechta, known as Moisera Pesach. Meaning, if somebody designated money to use to buy a Karban Pesach, and then he didn't use up all the money, so he has leftover money, that money is used to purchase Karban Shlomim, but that Karban Shlomim is not treated like your regular Karban Shlomim, which I said is Nechel Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad, but that Karban Shlomim has a din, since it emanated from money that was designated for Karban Pesach, that's only Nechel Yom V'Layla. So again, back into the Brice, so Menayin L'Rabbi Shalmei Nozir V'Shalmei Pesach, Tamaloymer Shlomov. Lachmei Toida. The halacha we know is that when somebody brings a Karban Toida, he had to bring 40 loaves, 10 times 4, 4 different types, 10 of each. V'chalois for a kikin shebenozer, with the Shalmei Nozir come along different loaves and wafers. Menayin, the day too must be Nechel Yom V'Layla. Tamaloyma Kabonai. The Torah uses the words Kabonai to include them. Kulon, regarding all of these Kabonas that the Braisa has now identified, Kaira Nibahen Lo Yuniach, that they may only be eaten L'Yoyim V'Layla. So the Braisa has been very clear that's what the Pasuk is teaching us. So the question is, how could we have begun this Sugya, saying that the basis for Rabbi Huda's din, the machsheves hinuach, is a disqualification, is from that pasuk. We just identified that this pasuk comes to teach us all of these different kabbonis have the din of Yoyim V'Layla. I have to say, before we go further, a very interesting Paradis Yosef that I saw, that the Paradis Yosef says that even though we know, and we just said it a few times ourselves, that a Karban Shlomim is Nechel Shnei Yomim V'Layla Echad, Paradis Yosef says, L'chatchila, why don't you try even a Karban Shlomim to eat L'Yoyim V'Layla. Very bechidish. But back to our Gemara. So this pasuk is used for something else. How could it be used for this? Im Kain answers the Gemara. If that would be the entire purpose of this pasuk, Le Makra Loisus Siru. It would be the Torah should use the word Loisus Siru. And the way most Mepharshim explain, because Loisus Siru is the typical wording used in the Torah. Mai Lo Yuniach. Why does the Torah add the word, change the usual wording? Yuniach. That it isn't coming to teach us that it becomes nicer, that machsheves hinuach is also a disqualification. Before we go further, the Mefarshim point out that the word noisar, the two words that are very similar, tasiru and haniach, they both mean to left over. They say, so siru means when it's left over unintentionally. Hiniuach means to leave it over intentionally. And now the Gemara is very geschmack. The Gemara is saying the fact that the Torah went out of its way to use the word of loy tanichu, what is the Torah using that different word, loyaniach? Because the Torah is trying to teach us that if you have a machshava, you deliberately want to leave over something that you're not supposed to, it becomes pickle. Ask the Gemara, Hotinach, we go back to the first words that we learned in today's Shir. So we learned the first words about today's Shir, that Rabbi Yehuda taught us that Machshavas Hinuach is considered a Machshava that would disqualify the carbon. And we just had a Pasuk that should teach us this then. Lo Yoniach. But we also learned that Rabbi Yehuda held that if somebody had a Machshava to take the Emrim L'chutz, it's considered Asr. Where is that in the words Lo Yoniach? Hotenach asked the Gemara, Laniach, Lahoitzi, Mayikalameima. Furthermore, asked the Gemara, Tamid Rabbi Yehuda, the reasoning for Rabbi Yehuda is not because it is pasuk, rather svaruhu. It's based on a logic. The Tanya, Amalahem, Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda to the Chachamim, Iatamoidim, don't you agree, Sheminich l'machar? Well, did Allah, if somebody left the dam, and instead of doing Zrikas Adam on the day that the carbon was brought, he waited for the next day. So everybody knows, it's a halacha that we've learned together, Baruch Hashem, that carbon would be possible. Everybody agrees that the Zrikas Adam has to be done on the day that the carbon is brought. So he says, Af Chishev Lehinuach, if you only had a machshava to do something wrong, it's possible. Ella, Tamid Rabbi Yehuda, so says the Gemara, what is the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? Svarahu. So what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is, what is the Svara? If we have to reduce it to two words, Rabbi Yehuda is teaching us Machshava Kamaisa. That if you would have done this, the carbon would be possible. A Machshava to do something that would make the carbon possible also makes it possible. Which opens up many very fundamental points to discuss. The first question, which I'm sure all of you are thinking, is we spent a lot of time learning all about Pigel. And if you recall, we worked through a difficult sugya of psukim that teach us that Pigel is asur, chiv, karus, b'chutz l'zmanoi, chutz m'kaymai. Why? If Rabbi Yehuda is now mechadish, that any time you have a machshava that would passel the carbon becomes possible, so Pigel should be asur because of that svara. Why do I need all the psukim to teach us the din of pigel? The Achronim asked this question. I saw two answers to the question. One answer that the Taras HaKadosh answers is that there's a big chumrah that pigel has over machshavas hinuach. Yes, Rabbi Yehuda holds that machshavas hinuach disqualifies the carbon. But you know why machshavas hinuach disqualifies the carbon? If you had machshava to leave all of the blood for tomorrow or later. But let's say a person had a machshava sinuach only on some of the blood, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that that carbon is not possible. Whereas, by pigel, you don't have to have a machshava on all of the carbon, even if we just went to kazayis is enough. So that's why we need a special pasuk for pigel, and we can't rely on the svara. Taras HaKadosh is a teretz. Another teretz, and it's a very fundamental teretz, I think the whole Gemara is permeated with this teretz. There's a Maridik Chiddush here. It's almost contrary to everything we believe in. Machshava Kamaisa? I wanted to do something wrong, and it's already considered like an Aveira? Where do we have such a... That's not what we believe in. We believe you get punished for what you did, not for what you thought to do. Where is there a precedent that Machshava Kamaisa? Pigel. Kachin, by Pigel. Chutz Lazmanoi, Chutz Makaimai. After the Torah was Mechadish, after the Torah was Mechadish, that Machshava in Kachim is a factor. What's the Raya? Chutz Lazman and Chutz Mekaymai. Pigel. So Rabbi Yehuda has the ability to say a Svara, that it should be expanded not just to those cases. But if we have no precedent in the Torah that Machshava makes a difference, just to come up and say on your own, Machshava Kamaisa, you can't do that. And in fact, I saw that all the Achrayin and the Brisk Rav and Rav Shach, they all say that we aren't to understand Rabbi Yehuda's teaching us the Machshava Kamaisa, a new Chiddush, that a Machshava is considered like you did it. What we're supposed to understand Rabbi Yehuda's saying is that the Machshava itself is a factor. Why? Because we learn it from Pigel. And in fact, I think it answers another question. I saw Rav Chesk Labramsky in the Sefer Chazon Yecheskel asks, one of the rules that we keep on learning, we know it's a fundamental rule in all of Kachim, is Shana Lav Akasav La'akif. That unless the Torah says it twice, then it doesn't make a difference in Kachim. And here, Rabbi Yehuda is teaching us a Svara. According to the Gemara at this point, we don't even have a once in a Pasuk. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Pasuk, we learned in our Mishnah. You have a Machshav Sinuach, and the current problem is Pasuk. What about the rule of Shana Lav Akasav La'akif? That you have to have a din, and you have to have the din mentioned twice. And here it's not even mentioned once, and the carbon becomes possible. How could Rabbi Yehuda do so? I think the answer is because you're right. If Rabbi Yehuda was being mechadish a rule completely on his own, he could never do so. He's building on Pigel. And he's just expanding Pigel. So then all the rules of Pigel are now, or at least part of the rules of Pigel can be expanded to where Rabbi Yehuda is also. So now, what the Gemara is going to address is that the Mishnah is very interesting. First, the Mishnah identified the few cases where Rabbi Yehuda said that they also are machshavas that would disqualify the carbon. And then the Mishnah gave a much longer list of different machshavas that we know are all things you're not allowed to do, but Rabbi Yehuda agrees will not disqualify. And the obvious question is, why doesn't he agree, why doesn't he hold that in those cases, though a machshava to do such actions would disqualify the carbon? Says the Gemara, let's analyze it. Let's learn the Gemara. V'nifla Nami asked the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Bakula, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold that all the other machshavas of the Mishnah should be disqualifying machshavas? Ask the Gemara by Niflug. Let's think about it together. If we're talking about the machshava, that somebody had a machshava b'shavat tzomus haPesach to break bones of the current Pesach, or he had a machshava lechem menano, says the Gemara, zivka good for me, Mifsal. What is the halach if somebody brings a current Pesach and then he breaks a bone of it, or he doesn't broil it properly? Doesn't disqualify the carbon. So if the whole basis we're learning now of Rabbi Yehuda is that when is Machshava possible? If you would have done it, it would be possible. If you would have done it, it wouldn't have been possible. And therefore, the Machshava doesn't have that ability either. Amanas, she'achlu tameim, v'she'akriv tameim. Amanas, that tameim should eat it or be makvit. Zufcha gufami misal. The halacha is that if tameim eat from the emrim, the carbon doesn't become possible. Or similarly, she'achlu areilim, v'shikrivu areilim. Similarly, again, if areilim eat or a makav the emrim, the carbon doesn't come possible, and therefore a machshava to do such a thing, Rabbi Yehuda will agree, would not disqualify the carbon. So what I think some people are thinking now is Tosfos' kasha. Let's go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda began the Mishnah with l'neichas damai. L'neichas damai means that he had in mind that he won't do Zrikas Dam today, he'll leave the Dam for tomorrow. That would indeed disqualify the carbon. Because doing the Zrikas Dam, as I said earlier in our shir, the next day disqualifies the carbon. But what was the next case of the Mishnah? That he's going to take the Emrim, he'll burn the Emrim tomorrow, or he'll take the Emrim out of the Beis HaMikdash. We know that the burning of the Emrim is not an essential avoidah to affect Kapara. That's the rule. You have to do it. You should do it. But it doesn't affect the kapara. So if we're following now a line of reasoning, ask the Rishonim. The Rishonim ask, if we're following now a line of reasoning, that only a machshava, that had you carried out, or if you would carry out that machshava, it would disqualify the carbon, is the machshava that would disqualify the carbon. So why is the machshava regarding haitzos emrim, or leaving over the emrim, going to disqualify your carbon? What would be if you did it? Your carbon wouldn't be possible. So why is Rabbi Yehuda at the beginning of the Mishnah say that your carbon is possible when you have such a machshava? Very difficult question. And I almost have to say that the question is better than any answer I've seen. The answer I saw is that you're right. Al Pidin, there's no reason why L'niachas Emrov, or L'hoitzi Emrov, it should be possible. That just since L'niach, Lahaitzi Emrim are so similar to Lahaniach Dam. And Lahaniach Dam, we've proven now why it should be possible. Chazal had no choice, according to Behuda, but to expand it to the Emrim too. Because otherwise, if we're going to differentiate between the Emrim and the Dam, it's not something that people will understand. So that's why they expanded it to the Emrim. Even though we want to use Behuda's Sfara, the Sfara doesn't apply to the Emrim, it only applies to the Dam. Says the Gemara further, Lishnachrina. Kol Kmine. The Gemara is giving a different explanation why Tameim or Arelim wouldn't, if there was Machshava, that Tameim or Arelim should be Makar of the Emrim, the carbon doesn't become possible. Because, says the Gemara, you could only make a carbon possible with a Machshava that is under your control. So if somebody has a machshava to leave the blood over, it's his blood, he has the ability to leave it over. Or even the machshavas that we just explained aren't an issue. Somebody has a machshava to break a bone. So I could break a bone of my carbon. I shouldn't, but But I can if I want to. But if I have a machshava that somebody tamei or somebody who's an oral should bring the carbon, I don't have control over him. He's not going to listen to me. He's a tamei. He's an oral. He knows that he's not supposed to. So since it's not something that's in my total control to make happen, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that that's not a machshava that would have qualified a carbon. Which opens up also a number of questions in the achrayinim. Because what would be if I'm a kohen? So now it's something that I have the ability to control. Because I, the kohen, can be metama myself, and then I'll be a person that's tamei, a kohen that's tamei, that would bring the carbon. So some achrayinim say that that's yoytzim nakla, we don't have to deal with it. The Chafetz Chaim, I saw in the Likutei Halachas, in fact says that the Gemara's Teretz is only regarding a Reilim. Because if I'm already Gemalit, I can never become an Oral. And that's why the Gemara says, I can't do it, because I'm not an Oral, and I can't be sure that the next person, even if he is an Oral, will do it, because who says Kol Kaminei that he's going to listen to me? On Tameim, I have ability to make myself Tamei, so I do have the ability to make it happen. Continues the Gemara. Again, what happens in the Mishnah, what's happening now in the Gemara, is the Gemara is going through case by case of the Mishnah, of cases where Yehuda said it won't be a problem, and why those machshavas aren't a problem. The next case was La'arav Damim B'damah Psulim. This goes back to Gemara that we just learned yesterday, because of Yehuda L'tamei, Damim ain't Damim V'atel Dam. Even if you mix kosher blood with possible blood, it's not a problem. Just, I didn't focus on this that much in the previous year. Quickly, when we speak about Dam B'dam, even the Chacham agree that just if there's a little dam posel mixed into the dam kosher, that dam kosher doesn't become disqualified. We're going to learn the sugyas later in Daf Pei Beis and Mitzvah Shem. The Chacham hold only if so much dam got mixed up, so much dam posel got mixed up with the dam kosher, that if the dam posel were water, the blood that's kosher would no longer look like dam, it would get watered down, then and only then does Rabbi Yehuda hold, does the Rabbanan hold that posel. Who knows, even then it's fine, because we don't pay attention to the dam posel. Let's go further. We learned in the Mishnah, if there was a machshava, litanetz nitan lamala lamata, or lamata lamala, it would not be a machshava's psul. Why? Again, a sugi that we learned quite extensively earlier. If you recall, we learned a sugi that let's say somebody does the zrik sadam in the wrong place. Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda are of the opinion that you still have a kapara. So it's not anything that you're doing that would disqualify the carbon, that the machshava to do it should disqualify the carbon. Ask the Gemara, the Liflik, but why does Rabbi Yehuda not disagree in the case, b'nitan b'fnim, sh'nosn b'chutz, b'nitan b'chutz, sh'nosn b'fnim, that the halacha is that if you take a carbon chattas, chitzoyni, into the mizbeach, into the case of Migdash, it does become possible? Answers the Gemara, also a concept that we learned earlier, Ksavra B'Yehuda, B'Inon, Mokum Shem Shulish, B'Dam, B'Basa B'Emrim. B'Yehuda holds, this is what we learned the Gemara last time, Rashi's opinion, that in order for a Machshava to be considered a disqualifying Machshava, it has to be a Machshava to take the carbon to a place which sometimes can be used for Dam, and sometimes can be used for Basar, and sometimes can be used for Emrim. What does that mean? Outside the Beis HaMikdash, because when there was a Bomba, the dam could be sprinkled on the bum outside the base of Mikdash. The Amrim could be nikrav on that bama, and the basar always could be eaten chutz in the base of Mikdash, of kachim kalim. Whereas, there's never a case, this is the way we learned the Gemara last time, there's never a case that basar could be eaten inside the base of Mikdash. There's never a case where Amrim could be burnt inside the base of Mikdash. So teaches us the Gemara, at least at this point, that any time there's a machshav regarding such an area, it's not, there's a special gzeres akasav, that is not in the category of machshavas psal. That's how Rashi learns, that's how we're going to learn. If you recall, when we learned the sugya on Daf Chavtes, I mentioned a number of other pshatim, that it's talking about a time, a carbon shlom is after 2 days, a kachi kachim is after 1 day, I said it's only talking about kabbanas that can be brought in mizbeich hachitzen, not regarding kabbanas that can be brought in mizbeich apnimi. You can listen to that shir, and you'll hear the other pshatim. Ask the Gemara, Amias Rabbi Yehuda Ay Svara, does Rabbi Yehuda agree to the Svara? That a machshava is only considered a problematic machshava if it was regarding a makam, that's a makam mishulish. But Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Rabbi Yehuda says, the pasuk says, Davara, just to read the pasuk for a second. The wording of the pasuk is Laisizbach Lashem Lakakha Shavasa Ashia by Mum Kol Dovara Kisavas Hashem Lakakahu. So what do we learn from the word Dovara? Riba Khan Khatish Shachta Bindarim. That Karma Khatas we know is Kachi Kachim, and we've learned Baruch Hashem many times together that all Kachi Kachim had to be shechted in the tzafin, and somebody actually shechted the carbon shacht, chattas in the darm, or chattas shenichnas tamal ufnim. It's very important, what I'm going to say now. When the Gemara says chattas shenichnas tamal ufnim, doesn't mean that you took the carbon chattas into the kachy kachim. It means if you had a machshava to take it into the base of Mikdash. Why do we have to touch the Gemara that way? It says Rashi, because look at the wording in the pasuk. Pasuk speaking about Leisizbach. We're not up to any dam. We're only at the Shechita. So obviously the Gemara doesn't mean that you're actually taking it in. What the Gemara means with these words, very important in Pasha Taich, that you shechted the carbon with the intention of taking it into the base of Mikdash. Psula. So we see here that even though you had a machshava to take it to a mokum that's not a mokum mishulush, it's still possible. So what are we saying there, Yehuda, subscribing to the concept that machshavas only apply when they're by a makom mishulush? Here we see that it's not a makom mishulush, and yet a machshava applies. But now the Gemara goes the other way. The last layer of Yehuda Shlishi, does Rabbi Yehuda not agree to this concept of makom mishulush? But Tanan, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Hichnis, Bishoigig, if somebody took a karm chattis Bishoigig into the base of Migdash, it remains kosher. Hava Mezid, if he brought it in B'mezid, it would be possible. The Kaimelon, and where is that referring? B'shekeeper. It was already after Zrikas Adam. So says the Gemara, let's understand it. O'mahasim, if there, Eili was actually bringing the carbon into the base of Mikdash. Still, Ikeeper in Eloi Keeper Loi, Hocha, where he only had a machshava, Lekoshkein, that just a machshava wouldn't disqualify the carbon. So we see that he does subscribe to the concept of Makom Mishulash. So what happened in the Gemara now is, the Gemara went three chapters. First, the Gemara said that Yehuda subscribes to the concept of Makom Mishulash. Then the Gemara says it doesn't, a proof that he doesn't subscribe to the concept of Makom Mishulash, because that's why he said, Hichnas Dam Lefnim. He had a machshava to take the carbon inside, it's Psula. And then we say that he doesn't subscribe to Makom Mishulash, and that's why a machshava to take the carbon chattis into the base of Mikdash wouldn't disqualify the carbon. So does he or doesn't he? Says the Gemara, try to now leave Rabbi Yehuda. So Machalek is not what Rabbi Yehuda held. Ask the Gemara another question. The sub Rabbi Yehuda, is Rabbi Yehuda indeed of the opinion? The chattis is shocked to be darim. The carbon chattis that was slaughtered, not but softened. Yei chayiv, somebody would be chayiv malchus for doing so. But Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, yochel chattis is shocked to be darim. I would perhaps think that if somebody shechted the carbon chattis be darim, yei chayiv, he should be chayiv malchus. Tamal loymer leisizbach l'shem alakecha. The pasuk I just read before, leisizbach l'shem alakecha, and the pasuk continues with the word called davara. Al davara. If you brought a carbon that's a balmum, atam chayvoy, that's when you'll be chayv malchus. V'atam chayv al chata sheshachta bedarim. So we have here machloikus. The previous brisa suggested, according to Yehuda, that if somebody shechted a chatas bedarim, he's chayv malchus. This brisa explicitly says that he's not chayv malchus. Says the Gemara in the same teretz. Try to know leader of Yehuda. Machloikus to know what Yehuda's opinion is. Before we go further, we need to review an important halacha that we learned regarding pickle. We learned, and everybody agrees to this rule, that if somebody had a machshava chutz l'zmanoy, but it wasn't the only machshava he had regarding the carbon will not become pickle at the zechiv karas. The only machlekes that we had regarding this subject was, does it make a difference when the other machshava came into play? Well, according to the opinion of the Rabbanan, it doesn't make a difference if it was chutz l'zmanoy and then chutz l'mekaymai, or is chutz l'mekaymai then chutz l'zmanoy, that carbon is not pickle. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it makes a difference. If it was chutz l'mekaymai and then chutz l'zmanoy, it won't be pickle for chiv karas. But if it was the other way around, it was chutz l'zmanoy and then chutz l'mekaymai, then he says it still be pickle. But everybody agrees, even Rabbi Yehuda, that if you have two machshavas, chutz l'mekaymai then chutz l'zmanoy, it's not pickle. So now the Gemara begins a very simple question. Rabbi Yehuda in our Shia today, starting with the Mishnah and then explained in the Gemara, was Mechadish a new Machshava? Machshavas Hinuach. So the Gemara's question is, what does Machshavas Hinuach do to Pigel? If somebody had a Machshavas Hinuach, and then he had a Machshavas Chutzlos Manoi, will that create a situation that this carbon is not going to be a Chiyiv Karas, similar to the case where you had Chutzlos Mkaimai and then Chutzlos Manoi, or does Machshavas Hinuach not have that ability? That's what the Gemara is going to discuss now. Let's learn the Gemara together. Amar Rab Abba, Umayder Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, even though he's taught us that Machshavas Hinuach is a problem, is in agreement Shechaz V'Kai V'Pigel. That even if you first had a Machshavas Hinuach, and then afterwards you had a Machshavas Chutz L'Zmanoi, that carver will be Pigel with a Chiyiv Karas. Amar Rava, says Rava, to corroborate that opinion, Teda. The pigle of Fnei Zrika Leiklum. We also learned another halacha, that the only time a carbon can be considered pigle is if you did all of the avoidance that you're supposed to do with a carbon. Shechita, Kabbalah, halacha, Zrika. That means, very simple rule. I'm not suggesting anybody do it. We don't have a base in English, unfortunately, anyway. But let's say somebody had a carbon that turned into pigle at as early as the Shechita. So he wants to avoid a possible Chiv Karas. So you know what he'll do? He won't do Kabbalah, halacha, Zrika. Won't be pigle. So when does the carbon become pigle? Only after the zrika. Teda, the pigle of Fnei Zrika, until the zrika occurs, like klumho. What makes the carbon into pigle? V'asya zrika, the carbon of pligi. Pligi makes a pigle. Now what happens? Think about it. What's pigle? Chutz l'zmanoi. That means the person has a machshavas hinuach, that he's going to leave the blood. That's his first machshava. And what does he think? I'm going to leave the blood and then do the zrika after the right time. Pigle has to be a machshava, but a consumption. Zrika is a consumption. So he has a machshava to be leave the blood and do the consumption of the blood after the right time. So every pigle carries with it a machshava sinuach. So if the halacha were, as we were thinking, that whenever you have a machshava sinuach first, it prevents the carbon from being pigle, you can have a pigle. Because every pigle inherently carries within it a machshavas hinuach. So the Torah wouldn't have taught us a rule that's never applicable. Says the Torah, the rise not a raya. V'loi. Hasam chad machshavihi. In a case where one person had a machshava, that he had one machshava, I'm going to do the zrikas adam after the proper time. So yes, if we break that machshava down, we could break it down into a number of components. Most notably, first is the machshavas hinuach, and then the machshavas zrika chutzos manai. But it's all one machshava. There certainly it'll be pigle. But that's not the case Rav Abba was addressing, suggests the Gemara. The case Rav Abba was addressing where there were two distinct machshavas. First there was a separate machshavas hinuach, and then there's a separate machshavas chutzos manai. What will be the halacha there? Hacha, in a case where there's trei machshavas, what will be the din? Eisvei, Rav Huna l'Rav Abba. So Rav Huna actually argues in Rav Abba. We learned, Litanes nitan l'mala l'mata, l'mata l'mala l'alter. If he had a machshava to have, if this machshava was a machshava to do so immediately, as we've been learning in our whole shiur, going back to the Mishnah, that isn't the machshava that anybody would hold that's a problem. Chaz v'chishiv. Let's say if after having that machshava, he had a machshavas chutz mekaymai, possible then by karas. Because as we've learned many times, for the machshava chutz mekaymai, there is no chiv karas. Chutz l'zmanoi, if after having this machshava, he had a machshavas pigel, chutz l'zmanoi, there will be chiv karas. L'macha, but let's say, if somebody had a machshava to do this improper zrika, it's improper but not possible. To do this improper zrich l'mahar. Possum. That's machshavas hinuach. Then chaz v'chishev says the Bryce explicitly, bein chutz l'zman and bein chutz m'kaymai. So first you had a machshavas hinuach, and after you had machshavas hinuach, you had a machshavas chutz l'zman. That's not what I'm focused on. I'm focused on the chutz l'zman. What does the Bryce say? Possum v'ein b'chorus. Why? Because you had the machshavas hinuach first. So we see that a machshavas hinuach does have the ability to prevent the carbon from being pigle with chiv karas, tiyufta the rabbi tiyufta. Rabbi is refuted. And indeed, if somebody first had a distinct machshavas hinuach, that carbon can never be pigle with chiv karas. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Chisda Amar Ravina Basila. Chishev sheichlu tmeim lemachar. Somebody had a machshava that tmeim should eat this carbon. Somebody had a machshava that tmeim should eat this carbon tomorrow. So the question again is, so he had a machshava that tmeim should eat it. Does that prevent the carbon from being pigel or not? Says the Marchayev. It has a chiyev kars. And again, attempts Rav to say, Tayda the bustle of Nezrika. We know that bustle before the Zrika is meaningless. And when you have that machshava, the halach is mifsal. When, in other words, when does the carbon become pasul? Only by the Zrika. Yet, if you had a machshava by the shechita to eat the basar tomorrow, it will become pigel, even though you're not supposed to eat the basar after the right time. So you see that even though that you had that machshava, it doesn't prevent it from being pigel. Says the Gemara, it's not a raya. For like he, hasam zara gemachsi. There, the zrika can make the carbon into pigel. Hacha, when you had this improper machshava, like machsiklal, you're not supposed to do the zrika, and that's why it maybe prevents it from becoming pigel. One more Gemara. Amar Rav Chisda, meragle v'pumi derav dimi bechinena. Basa pesach shloi hutzla. What would be the halacha, he says, if you have basa pesach that wasn't broiled? That we said at the beginning of our shiur today, that carbon pesach must be broiled. Olach mitol d'shloi hurma. I said at the beginning of the shiur that when somebody would bring a carbon taida, he would bring along 40 loaves. What does 40 loaves mean? 10 times 4. 10 of each type. One of each of the four types would have to be given to the kohen. And what would be the halacha if somebody didn't take off those loaves for the carbon? Chayoven betuma. That even though the halacha is that a Torah is not supposed to eat these karbonis, because the halacha is that the carbon pesach is supposed to eat them broiled. The halacha is that you're not supposed to eat from the loaves until the kohen gets his share. Still, the halacha is if somebody tamei eats from those carbon, the halacha is since there was already zrikas adam, and we already discussed so many times that zrikas adam is such a crucial point. Since there was zrikas adam, that's why you'll be chayiv mitshim tuma. Amar Rava, says Rava, Taida, I'll prove to you that this is right. The Tanya Ashal Hashem, L'rabbis Emurim Kachim Kalam Utumah. The Emurim of the Kachim Kalam, if somebody eats them when he's Tamei, that he's Chayiv. Now let's think about it. Are Emurim supposed to be eaten? Emurim aren't supposed to be eaten. Emurim are the parts of the carbon that are supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeah. Yet the Torah is teaching us that even though they're not supposed to be eaten, if the Tamei eats them, he'll be Chayiv. Suggested the Gemara the same thing, that even though this carbon pesach that wasn't broiled, or these lachmei toida that the kohen didn't get his shear, that even though technically you shouldn't be eating that carbon pesach, technically you shouldn't be eating those loaves yet, if somebody eats them, the tumah will be chayiv. Asha Hashem, l'rabbis amuri kachim kalim l'tumah. Av alma. So what do we see from this? Says Rava. Avgav the blay lab nechilanu. They ought not to be eaten. Chayov and lamishem tumah. Hachinami, the same by this carbon pesach and by these chalas, afgav that they ought not to be eaten. Chayov and lamishim tuma. Says the Gemara, you can't compare the two cases. The murim kachikalim, yes, we may not eat, but the mizbeach slot eat. Lohi, a murim kachikalim chozlo gvoya. They could be eaten by somebody, not us. The mizbeach lefuki bas pesach shloi hutzla or lach mitayde shloi hurma. That nobody's allowed to eat it. Because who is the eater of these? People eat are supposed to eat the carbon pesach. People are supposed to eat those chalas. And people should not be eating them if the carbon pesach wasn't broiled. And people should not be eating the chalas if the kohen tanim didn't get this year. The halacha is that if a tamei will eat them, they won't become possible.